Last time we were discussing whether the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is Mishel Ben or Mishel Av. Who has to provide the funds for the kibud? Do the funds have to come out of the pocket of the son, or does the father have to provide the funds? And we paskin that Kibud Av V'Em is Mishel Av, that the son has to take off from work in order to be Mishamesh Sa'av Begufa, has to have time to serve his parents, even if he has to give up a little bit from his paycheck. But the actual money for the kibbutz to provide for the father with the to provide his food and you know everything he needs, so that actually comes from the money of the father. But we mentioned that Tosfos and many of the Rishonim, Tosfos quotes a number of the Rishonim who say this, that afilu l'madam mishel av, the father doesn't have money, then the son has to provide for the father from his own money. That's a chiddush, because you would have assumed if it's mishel av, so then if the father has money, fine, and if not, then it's the father's problem. So comes the Shiltas and the Rabbi Chananel and a group of Rishonim, they say, no, if the father doesn't have money, then the son has to provide from himself. And we discussed what that might be based on, that it could be that even the Mandam and Mishel Av holds that there is a monetary obligation on the son to provide for the father. It's just there's a din kedima for his own money. So if the choice is using his own money or using the father's money, then the father's money has to be used first because he doesn't have to give up his own money to support the father. But it's not like there's no chiyuv mamon on the father on the son to support his father. So if the father doesn't have any money, then the son taka has a chiyuv mamon to support his father and to be mechabed his father. What's the nafkimina? What's the nature of this halacha that the son has to support the father? So I got a little bit ahead of myself. We actually mentioned that this could be, that this is actually a machlokas rishonim. What's the nature of the chiyuv b'chlal? Is it midin kibud av or not? The svar that I just gave is assuming that the chiyuv to support the father is midin kibud av. So how can that be? So we said, no, there's actually a chiyuv mamoni on the son. It's just that his mamon takes kedima over the father's money. But not all Rishonim agree. Some Rishonim claim that when the father doesn't have money, then the son has to support the father, midin staka, not midin kibbutav. Right? That's the riff. The riff says it's midin staka, it's not midin kibbutav. The chinuch and other Rishonim claim that it's midin kibbutav. The Ritva has an interesting raya. Some of the other Rishonim have this too. The chara from Agimara, you can bring a raya that the chiyuv to support the father, if the father doesn't have any money, is midin staka, it's not midin kibbutav. Why? Because the Gemara is the Kasha, quotes the Machlokes Amoraim, whether Kibud Av V'Em is Mishel Ben or Mishel Av, and then it quotes a Braisa. Ne'emar kavod esavicha v'yasimecha, ve'emar kavod esHashem mehoncha, ma'al halam v'chisar kis, av kam v'chisar kis. There's a comparison between Kibud Av V'Em and Kvod Shamayim, that just like Kvod Shamayim, Kvod Hamokom, there's chisar kis, you have to be willing to spend money. You have to buy an Esrig and buy a Lulav, and you have to spend money for mitzvahs. So too, for Kibud Av V'Em, you got to be willing to spend money. So in fact, the Gemara, isn't it a raya that Kibud Av V'Em is Mishel Ben? The Gemara says, no, that you have to be bottled from Malacha to serve the father. You don't have to use your own money. You can use the father's money. All the Brice is saying is that there is some kind of chisaron kis, not a direct chisaron kis, but you're not gonna make revach, you're not gonna be able to make profit, you won't be able to make your own parnasa, because you have to be bottle from your malacha in order to be mechabe the father. But it's not that you have to use the money, your money, the money of the son, in order to be mechabe the father. So comes the Ritva and says, if you hold that when the father doesn't have money, then the son has to support the father midin kibud av. So the Gemara could have had a very simple answer over here. Now, what's the kasha of the Gemara? Just like Kvod Shamayim, there's chisar and kis, so too, Kibud Av V'Em, there has to be chisar and kis. You see, Kibud Av V'Em is Mishel Ben. What should the Gemara have said? Of course, Kibud Av V'Em, there's chisar and kis, if the father doesn't have money. We're talking b'chai gav, we can make an ukimta. Right, we're talking b'chai gav, that the father doesn't have his own money. So then the son has to support the father, has to be mechabed the father with his money, with the son's money. Vasi shlecht, that's such a difficult teretz. Gemara could have given a simple teretz. Right. Comes the Ritva and says, l'chor, at first glance, the answer must be that that's not midin kibarav, that's midin stalker. So that wouldn't have answered the kasha. Because the Brice is saying that kibarav va'aim incurs chisar and kis. So the fact that the son has to be mechabed his father with his own money, with the son's money, if the father doesn't have money, if that is midin staka, then you still haven't explained the braisa, because the braisa is talking about kibbut av. It's not talking about supporting the father midin staka. That's why the Gemara had to come on to the other answer. That no, that you have to stop working in order to be mechaber the father. That you have to be mechaber the father begufo, even though that's gonna make you not profit as much. But in a chanami, the son is not mechuyev to use his own money to support the father midin kibud av. Maybe he is mechuyev to support the father midin staka if the father has that money, but not midin kibud av. That's why the Gemara couldn't give such an answer. So lechora, there's a raya from the Gemara that this chiyuv on the son to support the father, to be mechaber the father with his own money, if the father doesn't have money, lechora, that's not midin kibud av, it's midin staka. Comes the Ritva and says, no, it's not such a raya. Havamatzi l'shnuya hachi. Who adin? They really could have given that answer. Now the Ritva says, not such a raya, because they really could have given that answer. But okay, they give this answer. It's a shvera dichud that the Ritva has, right? Chora, the kasha, the Ritva, the raya of the Ritva is stronger than his dichud. He says, no, really, it's midin kibud av. He has the Yerushalmi. That it's midin kibud av that the son has to be mechaber the father with his own money if the father doesn't have money. It's not midin staka, but the Gemara sounds like it's midin staka. No, have a matzil shnuya hachi. We could have answered the taka. We're talking about a situation where the father doesn't have money, and then the son has to use his own money in order to be mechaber his father. Difficult ritva. And Rasha quotes the Tosus Yishonim, who gives a different answer, who says that this case where the father doesn't have money, it's a limited situation. It's a rare case. It's not the normal situation. So maybe the answer is the Gemara didn't want to give this answer. It's not that. Who didn't have a matzil shnuya hachi? To say, I have a matzil shnuya hachi. So why didn't they give that answer? It's a difficult dichud. Comes the Tosis Yishonim and says, no, maybe Taka, Gemara could have given that answer, but it felt that it's a dochuk answer. So why give a dochuk answer if you can give an easier answer? That's a little bit better. I mean, who am I to say it's better? But, it's at least recognizing the fact that this would have been a good answer, but it's more dachuk, so that's why the Gemara, there's a reason why the Gemara didn't give this answer. That's a difficult answer, because the question is, so why not? Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? But if you say that it's more of an exceptional case, it's more of a rare case, that the father himself doesn't have money, not so common, so maybe that's why the Gemara didn't want to give that answer. So maybe it's not such a raya that if the father doesn't have money, the son has to support the father, he didn't stalk him. Maybe Taki has to support him, he didn't keep it. So why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Because it's more of a rare case. That's why the Gemara didn't want to give that answer. Okay. What's the nafkimina? Whether in this situation where the father doesn't have money, whether the son has to be mechabit his father with his own money, he didn't stalk him, he didn't keep it out. So we said the nafkimina is, let's say the son doesn't have money either. Not only does the father not have money, but the son doesn't have money either. Does the son have to beg for tzedakah al apsachim? He has to be mechazer al apsachim in order to get money to support the father? Or do we say, no, as I invite, he doesn't have to go so far? Come on. So if you hold that kibud av v'eim, to be mechabit a parent where the parent doesn't have money, that's midin tzedakah. So lechora, to be mechazer al apsachim, midin staka, heichan matzinu. The rule normally is a person doesn't have to spend more than chomesh of his nechasim for tztaka. He doesn't have to spend more than a fifth. So to beg for tztaka, that's much more than a fifth. He doesn't have anything. So what does he have to beg for tztaka? To give tztaka to someone else. Right? There's an ani who comes to the shul, so I have to ask for tztaka from someone else to give tztaka to this ani. That doesn't make any sense. That's more than a chomesh of a person's nechasim. He doesn't have nechasim at all. So there's no chiyuv tztaka in that case. If you hold that the chiyuv to be mechaber the father, the chiyuv on the ben to be mechaber is the father from his own, from the son's money, if the father doesn't have money, is not midin staka, but rather midin kibud av. So then efshem and kanzogin, that maybe the son is a chiyuv from mechazer al apsachim, midin kibud av, in order to support his father. And that's what you could say. So that's the Yerushalmi. Right? The Yerushalmi that Tosus quotes, that bein sheyesh lohom bein ein lohom, whether the son has money or not, he has to be mechaber the father, the chisar and kiss. Yerushalmi, even more so on daf lamed aleph amud aleph, and Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi, it sounds like we're talking about a situation where the father doesn't have money and the son doesn't have money, and he has to be mechazer al apsachim in order to be mechaber his father. So from that Yerushalmi, you get the impression clearly that this idea that when the father doesn't have money, then the son has to be mechaber the father from his own money, that's midin kibbutz, not midin staka. So he'll have to be mechazer al psochem in order to be able to be mechaber his father. Okay, so that could be the nafkamina, whether it's this or that, whether the chiyuv to be mechaber the father doesn't have money is midin staka, midin kibbutz, nafkamina if he has to be mechazer al psochem in order to be mechaber the father. Yes.
But we say that also is one chayav to be mevatan halacha in order to get started. Can we say that that would also be an avmina? I mean, I don't know if like...
It's the same basic idea, right? You don't have to... If you have to make a parnasa, so if you're going to have to be bottled from your malacha, you're not going to make a parnasa, that's probably more than a chomash of your nechasim. Right? You're not, you wouldn't, probably wouldn't be mechuyev to do that. The problem we pointed out is Tosfos. Because Tosfos quotes both shittas. In the beginning, he says that if the father doesn't have money, so then the son is mechuyev to be mechaber the father from his own money, midin staka. He quotes in the Gemara Ksubas, the Rav Achbi Elahu Gavre V'Ofik Minei Arba Me'azuzi Litztaka. Sounds like it's a didin staka, like the Rif. And yet, at the end, Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi, that Ben Yesh Lohan Ben Ein Lohan, Yimachuyev in Kibbut Avayim. So it sounds like the Chiyev for the son to support the father, to be Mechabi the father, if the father doesn't have money, he's midin Kibbut Av, not midin staka. It's the Chastira in Tosfos from beginning to end. So, Be'emes, if you think about it, the question really is the sheet of the Rif that Kibbut Av, that there's this chiyuv, not midin Kibbut Av, there's a chiyuv for the son to use his own money to support the father doesn't have money, midin staka, is that Rif against the Yerushalmi? Maybe it's not against the Yerushalmi at all. Is it really a stira between these 2 points? That if you hold that the son has to be mechaber his father from his own money, midin staka, so you can't hold like that, Yerushalmi? They really can't sit together? The Rif is passing against Yerushalmi? He's saying there's only a chiyav midin staka, and then you don't have a chiyav lechazer lapsachim? Is that really true? So Bamis, the Rush points out that the Rif is not against Yerushalmi. It doesn't have to be against Yerushalmi. That's that Rush that I asked you to see. The Rash in Peah says something similar. Right, the Rash in Peah and the Rush right over here point out that the Yerushalmi and the Rif are not necessarily mutually exclusive of each other. That's the Rush in Siman Nun. The end of Siman Nun. What is the Rush saying? Hadakar mina nafilu mechazer lapsachim. Quotes the Yerushalmi, and then he says, that which the Yerushalmi says, you have to be mechazer lapsachim in order to be mechabe the father. Lo sheyechabdu mishalo v'yachzehu al apsachim. Not that the son has an obligation to be mechaber the father with his own money, and that he should be mechaber al apsachim. Do akayim lo mishalav? The Rosh says, I don't understand the whole Yerushalmi. Don't we paskin mishalav? We paskin mishalav. So why would the son have to support the father mishalo from his own money, from the son's money? Says the Rosh, what's the pshat in Yerushalmi? What's Yerushalmi saying? Of course we pass Mishalav. We're talking about a situation where the father has money. Yerushalmi's not talking about a situation where the father doesn't have money. Now we're asking ourselves, does the son have to be Mechav the father from his money, from the son's money? No, Yerushalmi's talking about where the father has money. So who's going to beg for tzedakah? No, because the chiyuv of Kibbut Av is to be bottled from one's malacha, to be mechaber the father, but gufo. Comes to Yerushalmi and says that even if the son is going to have to be bottled from his work, so much so that he's not going to be able to make a living, and he has to be mechazer al psachim, it's a chiyuv of kibbut avayim to do that. Right? To be mishamesh the father, mishamesh the parents, but gufo. That's the Yerushalmi. We're talking about a situation where yesh lo la'av. Because kibbut av v'ayim is mishal av. So if ain lo la'av, the son's not mechuyev midin kibbut av. What's the Yerushalmi saying? That even if the son is going to be bottled from his malacha so much because he has to be mishamish sa'av begufo, he's not going to be able to make a living, and he'll have to be mechazer al apsachim. He's mechuyev to do that in order to be mechaber his father begufo, not b'mamono. B'mamono, the mamon has to come from the father, not from the son. So according to the Rush, the Rif and the Yerushalmi are not really arguing with each other. The Rif holds, if the father doesn't have money, it's in takam, midin kibbut av, the son doesn't have to support the father with his own money. Kibbut av v'ayim mishal av. Yerushalmi is talking about where the father does have money. If the father doesn't have money, then the son only has to support the father midin staka. Right? The father doesn't have money, then the son has to support the father midin staka, and he doesn't have to be mechazer al apsachim to support the father. But if the father has money, But he needs time. He needs time. He needs tashmish beguf. So the son has to be bottled from his job in order to be mishamish the father begufo. Even if the son will have to be mechazer alapsochim in order to support himself. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. So it turns out the Rif and the Yerushalmi are not really arguing with each other. They're talking about two totally different cases. The Rif is talking about where the father doesn't have money, and then the son has to support the father from his own money that didn't stop. And the Yerushalmi is talking about where the father does have money. And the whole chiddush of the Yerushalmi is that even if the son will not be able to make his own living and he'll have to be mechazer alapsachim to support himself, he's mechayit to be mishamish ha'saav begufa. But the money for the kibud comes from the father. Yes?
But at that point, you know the son isn't using any money to support the father. Is it not, you know, if you just go start banging at people's door, it doesn't become a chisaron kiss at that point?
It's not a chisaron kiss because to bang on people's doors is to support the son. The whole chiddush is that kibud av means that that the son has to be mishamish as ha'av begufo. So the father, I mean, let's say a father, chalila, that, you know, can't feed himself and he can't take care of himself, right? So the father has plenty of money, but he can't function. He can't do it for himself. So the son has to either get someone to do it, right? Or he has to do it himself. I tell a famous story of a particular gadol that... Someone asked him a shaila that his father lived in one city, I forget where. His father lived on the East Coast and he lived on the West Coast, right? So he asked the particular rav, the posuk. He says, you know, I can't really be mechaber my father. It's hard for me to be mechaber my father. Do I have to travel to my father in order to be able to be mechaber my father? I'm going to have to pay for the airplane. If kibud av aim is mishalav, why should I have to pay for the airplane? So the gadol says, you don't have to pay for the airplane. You can walk. Meaning, if you want the convenience of not having to take the airplane, that's your own business. So you have to pay for the airplane. The point is, you have to be mishamish the father. You don't have to spend any money, but you have to do whatever is necessary to be mishamish the father. So even if they live close to each other, the fact is that sometimes the father needs a lot of care, unfortunately. So the son has to take the time out, or he has to get care. You have to get a home health aide. You have to get someone to take care of the father. And to get the home health aid, it's not so clear that comes Michel Av. That might even come Michel Ben, because it's really a chiyav on the father to be mishamish the father begufo. Right? It might even be Michel Ben, I don't know. Right? To be mishamish, if the son doesn't want to be mishamish the father begufo, he wants to get someone else instead. So who says that comes Michel Av? I'm not sure about that. Not sure about that. But certainly, there's a chiyav to be mishamish the father begufo. Yes?
The only way we can answer this question is how the Rosh interpreted the Yerushalmi.
Very good. So this is true, that the Yerushalmi and the Rif are not necessarily disagreeing with each other. But that's not Pshat and Tesis. That can't be Pshat and Tesis, as you point out. Moshe, right? Moshe? Yeah. Can't be Pshat and Tesis, because Tosfos says that if the father doesn't have money, then the son has to be mechaber the father. We didn't stock him. That's how he says in the beginning. Then he quotes the Yerushalmi that says that bein yesh lohon, bein ein lohon, he has to be mefarnes the father. On the Flamed Aleph, he quotes the Yerushalmi as well. Hecha de lesle, chayv lechazer al apsachim, lozun es oviv ve es imo. To be mechazer al apsachim, there he's begging for whom? Not for himself. It sounds like he's begging for the father. It sounds like we're talking in a situation where the father doesn't have money and the son also doesn't have money. Right? Not what the Rosh is saying, that the Yerushalmi really is going on a situation where the father has money, but the son has to be mechaber es ha'av begufo. So he has to be batel to be mechaber the father begufo. Then he has to beg for himself. No, it sounds like we're talking about where neither the father nor the son has money. And why does he have to support the father in such a case? We didn't keep it off. That seems to be a theory from the first part of Tosfos. Yerushalmi, according to Tosis, is not talking about a case where the father has money. And the son has to be mechaber sa'av begufo, it's just he has to be mechazer al apsochim in order to support himself. No, it sounds like neither of them have money. And the chiyav is not midin stalker in that case, the chiyav is midin kibarav, to be mechazer al apsochim, midin kibarav. So what is it according to Tosis? Is the chiyav midin stalker, or is the chiyav midin kibarav? The rush is not going to work for Tosis, as Moshe points out. So the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva has a very interesting pshat in Tosfos. This is in Yeridei and Simin Reish Chof Tes. Chasam Sofer wants to say that maybe Tosfos held Tzvei Dinim. They're both true. Both come together. That really, when the father doesn't have money, the son has to support the father, mechaber the father, midin stock. but comes to Yerushalmi and says that even though normally the Shi'if at Tzedakah is until Chomesh, person doesn't have to be Mevazvez, Yosem, Chomesh, Vechasav, at Tzedakah, Mitzvah of Kibbut Avaim redefines the Shi'if of Tzedakah for a parent. That for a parent, there is no Shi'if Chomesh, there's no limit of Chomesh. The son has to give everything to the father, whatever the father needs, even if it's more than a Chomesh of the son's Nechasav. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. That really, the reason why the son has to support the father from his own money, if the father doesn't have money, that's midin stalker. Aye, so what's Tosfos saying later, midin kibbut av, he has to be mechazer al apsachim too? What happened to Chomesh? There's a limit when it comes to stalker. So the Chas himself, and no, kibbut av va'em tells me that there is no shir of Chomesh for the stalker for a father. So it's real. They're working in tandem. The real chiyuv is midin staka. But what the Yerushalmi is saying is that the mitzvah of kibbut av va'em redefines the shir of staka for the father, and it says that there's no limit. The son will even have to be mechazer al apsachim in order to be mefarnes the father. Not to be mefarnes himself, to be mefarnes the father, because kibbut av va'em redefines the shir of staka for a parent. Okay, so that could be the pshat in Tosfos. Okay, questions? Okay, let's move on to the next sugya now. One of the things that we mentioned regarding the mitzvah of kibbut av va'em is the idea of mechila. That av shemochel akvodo kvodo mochel, that a father can be mochel on his own kavod. The Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Beis Zamed Aleph quotes Machlokas Amaroyim. What's the din of Rav Shemachal Kvodo? Can he be Mochel is covered or not? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Mochel. Rav Shemachal Kvodo and Kvodo Mochel. Rav Yosef Amar Afilu HaRav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Mochel. Shenem Rav Hashem Holech Lefneim Yomam. Rav Chista says that Rav Shemachal Kvodo and Kvodo Mochel. Rav Yosef says that Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Mochel. How does Rav Yosef know this? Shenem Rav Hashem Holech Lefneim Yomam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went before Bnei Yisrael. Bechvodu Vatzma. He was Mochel on his Kavod. So you see, HaRav Shem Mochel Kvodu Kvodu Mochel. Omer Rava, Ochi Ashta, Hotsam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alma Dilehu V'Tara Dilehi, Mochel Eli Akre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. He's the Baal HaOlam, he's the Bori Olam, he's Torah Dilehu, Kavod HaTorah, Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything, so he can be Mochel his covet. But Hacha Torah Dilehi? How can the Rav be Mochel on his covet? The Torah belongs to him. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So what gives him the right to be Mochel on the covet? Other Amar Rava in Torah Dilehi. Rava answers, no. In Achanami, maybe Taka is Torah Dilehi. Dechsev, Uvisaraso, Yehage Yomam Velaylo. Uvisaraso, the Talmud Chacham owns the Torah. Right? He's Hoge b'Torah, Yogea b'Torah, Yomam v'Layla, it becomes his Torah, makes a kinyan on the Torah, so now he's a balabaz, he's a balam on his Torah, so he can be mochel. That's how we can paskin that harav shemachal kvodo kvodo mochel. Frak the Gemara, eini, v'harav v'mashki behi lula debrei, v'doli kosel, l'rav papo, l'rav huna brei, l'rav yishu, v'kamu mikamei, l'rav mori, l'rav pinchas brei, l'rav chizdo, v'lo kamu mikamei, ikbid, rava, was serving the Rabbonim in the chasn of his son, and he gave a coast to some of the Chachamim, and they stood for him, and the others didn't stand. And he was makbid. Ikbid v'omar hana Rabbonim, Rabbonim v'hana Rabbonim lav Rabbonim. What, these rabbis are rabbis, these are not? Well, what is, some are standing, that's the other? They should all stand for me. V'su, Rav Papa v'mashki behilula da'aba Marbre, v'dolei kosel Rav Yitzchak Brei Rav Yehuda v'lo kami kamei v'ikbid. A similar case with another Amar. So what's the din? Rava seemed to say that Tarasso Dilehu, the Rav Shemach HaKvodo Kvodo Mochel, and yet he was makbid on the Rabbon and it didn't stand for him. So Zot the Gemara, afilu hachi, hidr mebed lebo. They still should have moved a little bit as if they wanted to stand up for Rava. So even if Rav Shemach HaKvodo Kvodo Mochel, there's still this idea that hider bo lemebedle. They should have done a hider. They should have tried to be mahader to stand a little bit. That's the Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara, even though there is a machlokas samarayim, the maskana seems to be that Rav Shemach HaKvodo Kvodo Mochel. So some of the Archonim may ask, well, what's the kasha from Rava? What was this idea that Rava, Gemara's asking a kasha that since Rava was makbid, so therefore that's a problem with the psak of Rava. That Rav Yosef says, Rav Shemachal Kol HaKol HaMachol, and Rava explains Rav Yosef Shita. How's the problem? Why was Rava makbid on the Rabbanim? Well, what's so shver? Maybe Rava was not mochel then. Rav Shemachal HaKol HaKol HaMachol means if the Rav, the Rebbe, is mochel on the cover, the Tamachachim is mochel on the cover, then the cover is mochel. If he's not mochel on the cover, then his cover is not mochel, and they have to be mechabed him. So what's the kasha of the Gemara b'chol? It's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. What's the kasha of the Gemara? Maybe Rava was taka makbid. He wasn't mochel, so if he wasn't mochel, then he has a right to be makbid. What's the kasha? So he quotes from the Marsha and the Marshal. They don't ask this as a kasha, but they just say that the fact that Rava was mishamish, these Talmid HaChamim, that implies that he was mochel in his kovet. Because if he wasn't mochel in his kovet, so then what's he being mishamished? Right? If he weren't mochel in his kovet, why is he being mishamished? And it sounds like he was mochel in his kovet. And nevertheless, he was makbid, so that's a problem. If you hold Rav Shemachal for the mochel, so then once Rava was mochel in his kovet, v'horaya, he's serving the Chachamim, so then what's he being makbid for? He was mochel on the kavod, so kvodo mochel. That's the kasha. That was the kasha of the Gemara. So the teretz of the Gemara is hider bo lemebed lei. They still should have been mahader. But we can understand the kasha because the fact that Rava was mishamish lechacham that implies that he was mochel on his kavod. So why was he makbid? That was the kasha of the Gemara. So what's the teretz taka? Hider bo lemebed lei. They should have been mahader. What does that mean? So comes Rashi and says, Hider, lanua ma'at ki lerotza lamod miponav. Lanua ma'at, you know, like pick yourself up a little bit, not to stand up, but you know, a little bit, to lean a little bit, as if you want. You know, sometimes you sit at a chuppah, right? You sit at a chuppah, and people pass by, the homach loika, should you stand, should you not stand, for the older people, for the chassan and kali, that's all back and forth. You got to talk about something at a chuppah, right? No, but you're not supposed to talk after the procession begins. The chassan and kala request that we turn off the cell phones and no one should speak. Anyway, so there's a whole shayla, you know, should you stand, should you not stand? So some people, you know, move a little bit. They don't quite stand on it. So that's what the Gemara is saying here. Lanua ma'at, to move a little bit as if you want to stand, yeah? Okay. So it sounds like from Rashi that what? That this idea that hither bo lemebele means that even though Rav Shemachla kvoda kvoda machol and the chiv tak is poka, is no chiv to be mechabed the Talmud Chacham, to be mechabed the Rebbe, he's mochel and is covered. For the Mishur HaSadin, you should show that you really want to stand. Ke'ilu rotza lamod miponav, says Rashi, if you want to stand. Not that you're mechuyev to do this, but it's the right thing to do to show that. Did you like to stand? But there's no chiyuv to stand. Lift the mishmar satin. You should move a little bit. That's the impression you get from Rashi, but from the Rambam you don't get that impression because the Rambam in Ilchas Talmud Torah uses a very striking word. What does the Rambam say? And this is in Perek Hey Halacha Yud Aleph. Harav hamuvuk shiratza limchal al kvodo b'chol advarim ha'elu or be'echa mehen. The Rambam throughout Perek Hey talks about Hilchas Rabbo Muvak, covered of Rebbe Muvak. That one's Rov Chachma so Mimenu, Rebbe Muvak. So there are different halachas that apply to Rebbe Muvak. Positive things, negative things. So says the Rambam, if the Rebbe Muvak wants to be mochel, is covered on one of the things, all of the things that are mentioned in the Perek, Hershus Biyada, he's allowed to do that. But says the Rambam, "Avav yishemochal chayv haTalmud lahadra v'afilu b'shoa shemochal." Even at the time that the Rebbe is mochal, the Talmud still should be mahader the Rebbe. What's noteworthy about this Rambam? Which word?
Chayv.
Exactly, Zach. Chayv. It's a chayv. It's not a chumrah. L'fnu yishur sadin. Sounds like it's a chayv to be mahader the Talmud chachal, and mahader the Rebbe muvak, even if he's mochal. Different than Rashi. Rashi seems to say that hider bo lemebele means that you should show it's the right thing to do. If the Mishur Sadin, it's a chumra, it's a nice thing to show that you have such a covet for the Rebbe that even though the Rebbe is mochel, you still want to be mahadeh him. But from the Rambam, you get the impression, no, there's mamash a chiyuv to do it. Where does chiyuv come from? What if there's a chiyuv to stand for the Rebbe, you should have to stand completely, stand up straight. There's no chiyuv to stand for the Rebbe, what do you have to do with hider for? What's chiyuv to be mahadar, chiyuv to to move a little bit, even though you're not standing up? Where does that come from? So the Brisker Rav, in his first piece on the Rambam, he has a famous vort on this Rambam. The Brisker Rav wants to suggest that you see from the Rambam that there are two reasons why a person has to stand in front of his Rebbe. One reason is that the Rebbe is no worse than any Talmud Chacham. Right? There's a mitzvah to be mahader any Talmud Chacham. It may say, v'togum v'hadarta p'nei zokein. The Gemara on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis says, what's a zokein? Zeshekon Chachma, Talmud Chacham. There is one day that says that you have to stand before a seva, even if he's not kona chachma. Not all the shittas agree, but there is one shita. It's the right thing to do, but a zokin is esha kona chachma. Pashup shat. Seva might be even someone who's not kona chachma. It might be just someone who's an older person. I feel it called seva b'mashma. But the hadarta p'nei zokin means esha kona chachma. You have to stand before a talmud chacham. So you have to stand before the Rebbe, he's no worse than any other Talmud Chacham. That's what the Rambam writes at the beginning of the sixth parak of Hilchas Talmud Torah. In parak Hay of Hilchas Talmud Torah, he talks about Rebbe Muvok, and in parak Vav, he talks about a regular Talmud Chacham. Called Talmud Chacham, mitzvah lahadro, says the Rambam. Afa b'sheino rabo, sh'nemar min they say v'tokam v'hadarta p'nei zokain, zokain zeh shechon el chachma. So the chiv to stand before any Talmud Chacham, that's hiddur. That's the chiv of hiddur. But says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam holds that for Rebbe Muvok, there's no chatam. There's a second reason why you have to stand in front of him. Not just midin v'hadarta p'nei zokin for every Talmud Chacham, but midin mora rabo muvok. There's a special mitzvah of mora rabo that requires a person to stand before his Rebbe Muvok. How do I know such a halacha? So it's interesting. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs learns it from v'hadarta p'nei zokin. It's like an expansion of the pasuk. It's unclear where he knew this from, because he would have said it's like a regular Talmud Chacham. The Gemara doesn't mention the pasuk v'hadarta p'nei zokein with reference to Rebbe Muvok to say that there's some extra halacha. But that's where the Rambam derived this halacha from. This is in Sefer HaMitzvah, a mitzvah say reish tes. He should sivanu l'chabin ha'chachamim v'lokum mipneihem u'legadol osam v'uamar yis'alem v'nei sev v'tokum v'hadarta p'nei zokein. Loshin Sifra, Tokum V'Hadarta, Kim Yishesh Bahidr. You have to stand. What does V'Hadarta mean? It means Tokum V'Hadarta. You have to have a Kima to be Mahadar the Talmud Chacham. V'dashim hayos mitzvah zuh mechuyevus la'anashim kulam b'chlal, klomar, l'chabed ha'chachamim, filu l'chachamim sheshavu l'b'chachma, it has to be mechabed ha'chachamim. Dash yesh b'kibo dvar nosafim al ha'talmid. A Talmud has extra halachas for his Rebbe, says the Rambam. V'zeh ki kvod ha'talmid l'rabo yesh bo tosefes gedola al ha'kavod shemuchuyiv l'chacham. V'yishchayev lo'im ha'kavod ha'mora ki hem kvar biru shechok rabo olav kechok oviv shechiv ha'kosev l'chavdo v'liro mimenu. Just like there's a chiv of kibbut ava'im and mora ava'im, there's a chiv of kvod and mora rabo muvok. It's interesting that the Rambam connects mora rabo to mora ava'im. Right? It's like a parent. It's a more significant halacha. But where does he learn this from? From v'hadarta p'nei zaken. It's a din of v'hadarta, this extra v'hadarta. Above and beyond a regular Talmud Chacham. Tosis in Bava Kama quotes a different mokum. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis quotes Rabbi Akiva's famous halacha: "Hashem lekecha atira l'rabos talmid chachamim, zechiyav of mora talmid chacham." Tosis is im tamar mibnei seva talkum lamali tevak lemehalcha. What do you need two pesukim for? You have mibnei seva talkum to tell me the hadar to pnei zokin zeshakon chacham. So what do I need as Hashem lekecha atira for? The Tosis gives two answers. The second answer is maybe, as Hashem al Kahatira is talking about Rav Muflug, a Godel Ador. Right? Rav Muflug, a Godel Ador. That's what Hashem al Kahatira is saying. If they say Batokum, it's talking about a regular Talmud Chacham, as Hashem al Kahatira is saying that somehow must be some extra halacha for a Godel Ador. But in the first answer, Tosis just says that as Hashem al Kahatira is talking about Rabo Muvuk. Mora Rabcha, Kemora Shamayim. It's an extra halacha. So both Tosim of Akama and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs hold that Rabbi Muvok has this extra halacha, a halacha of Kibur, halacha of Mora, whatever you call it. It's some extra halacha, probably Mora, a greater respect. Like not being Mechabe. Mechabe normally we associate with Shimushin, Tashmish. serving. This is not a service. It's showing extra respect for their Abba Mavuk.
It's like,
right. So if you hold it that the Mokor is a Hashem HaKachatira, then I understand it's part of more. If you say it's part of the Pasuk for Hadarta Pnei Zaken, so then it's a little bit more complicated. Right? But the Rambam does mention Mora. Right? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot does mention Mora too. It's interesting. He doesn't learn it from Hashem HaKachatira. That would have been easier. I don't know why the Rambam doesn't mention that Mokor. The Brisker Rav mentions this Tosfos. But he concedes that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot has a different Mokor. But says the Brisker Rav, you see clearly that there are Tzvei Dinim over here. And he says that's really what the Rambam holds. That the Chiyuv to stand for Rabbi Muvuk is not just because of the Din v'hadarta pnei zaken for every time a Chacham, but there's an extra halacha for Rabbi Muvuk that there's a Chiyuv to give him extra respect. What's an afkemin? Says the Brisker Rav, I'll tell you, a couple of afkeminas. First of all, Mechila. That's what we're talking about here. Mechila. Rav Shemach Lakvodo Kvodo Mochu. Where does that apply? To what kind of Talmid Chacham? Does that apply to Talmid Chacham, to Rabbi Muvuk? So the Rambam, there in Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph that we quoted, he mentions this Halacha of Rav Shemach Lakvodo Kvodo Mochu only Lagabe Rabbi Muvuk. He doesn't mention it in Perak Vav regarding a regular Talmid Chacham. Why not? So comes the Kesef Mishnah. If you're not careful in this Kesef Mishnah, you can miss this. The Brisker Rav he not only read the Rambams carefully, he read the Kesef Mishnah carefully. Kesef Mishnah, he quotes our Gemara. So you think, okay, it's Pshat and the Gemara just telling you this. No, the Kesef Mishnah says something very significant. He says what the Rambam is telling us is that Rav Shemach HaKvodo Mochel applies even to Rabbi Muvuk, Filu Barabo Muvuk. That's why he mentions it in Perek Hay. Not to tell me that a regular Talmid Chacham can't be mochel in his kavod. Avadi can be mochel in his kavod. Toraso dileihu. Right? If it's his Torah, why can't the Talmid Chacham be mochel in his kavod? Because the Kesef Mishnah is learning. Toraso dilei means that you work hard for your Torah. You come to Seder. You come to Shi. You come to Jumzman. Right? You're there. You're there in the game. You kona sugyas. It's your Torah. So then, if a person becomes enough of a Talmid Chacham that it demands kavod and mora. From other people, covered, let's say, right? V'hadarta pnei zaken, it demands covered on the part of other individuals, so then there's a chiyuv to stand before him, tarasa delay. But if he wants to be mochel, since tarasa delay, he can be mochel on his covered. That's how the Kesef Mishnah is learning. Come to the Brisker Rav and says, no, maybe the reason why the Rambam didn't mention Rav Shemach HaKvodo Kvodo Mochel in Perek Vav is because maybe it only applies to Rabbi Muvuk and not to a Stam Talmid Chacham. Maybe a Stam Talmid Chacham cannot be mochel on his covered. I Tarasa Delay, Zokter Brisker Rav. No, Tarasa Delay might mean that the Rebbe has Torah and he taught it to the Talmud. He taught from his, right, his Egin Torah, his own Torah. He taught that to the Talmud. That's the Tarasa Delay. He says the fact that there's a Chiyuv to be Mechabit, a regular Talmud Chacham, that's Ben Adam Lamokom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Talmid Chacham learned Torah, he represents me, I want you to stand for him, I want you to be mechabed him. The Talmid Chacham is not a bialim over that covet. I, Torah, so it's his Torah. No, but the chiyuv to stand for him is not because of his Torah, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to stand for a Talmid Chacham, so he doesn't have a call to be mochel on that. Just like we said, a parent can't be mochel on the son's mitzvah of tefillin, right? He can't be mochel on his mitzvah of Shabbos. So maybe the Rambam holds that the chiyuv to stand for a regular Talmid Chacham, that's Ben Adam Lamakom. That the Torah recognizes the importance of standing for a Talmid Chacham, having respect for the Mesorah, having respect for the Torah. That's not within the koach of the Talmid Chacham to be mochel. But the chiyuv to stand for Rebbe Muvuk, that's not just because of Tarasu Delay. It's Tarasu Delay that he gave over to the Talmud, which generates a Shibud Ben Adam Lachavero from the Talmud, klapei the Rebbe, to mechabe the Rebbe, to give an extra mora to the Rebbe, because the Rebbe did something for the Talmud. It's not just the mitzius that the Rebbe knows so much Torah. It's that he gave from Torah Sudilei to the Talmud. That's what creates the shibud. That's Ben Adam Lachavero. Ben Adam Lachavero, that the Rebbe can be mochel. So that's why the Rambam says, "Rav Shemochel Kvodo Kvodo Mochel." That's a din by Rebbe Muvuk, not by a Stam Talmid Chacham. Stam Talmid Chacham cannot be mochel on his cover. That's not Bein Adam LaChaver. That's Bein Adam LaMokom. So that chiyuv the Talmid Chacham can be mochel. But the chiyuv to stand for the Rebbe Muluk, the extra halacha to stand for the Rebbe Muluk, that's bein adam lachavera. That's a shibud of Talmud klape Rebbe. Tarosa delay that he gave over to the Talmud, that the Rebbe can be mocha. And that's taka why the Rambam, when he mentions Harav Shemachal Kvala Kvala Machal, he says that chayev lahadro, there's still a chiyuv to be mahadr the Rebbe, even if the Rebbe is mocha. Why? But if he's mocha, what's the chiyuv to be mahadr? Not mitzad mora rabo. There's a chiyuv to be mahadr mitzad vahadar de pnei zokai, because the chiyuv to stand for the Rebbe also the regular din talmud chacham, that still exists. Because the fact that the Rebbe is a regular Talmud Chacham and there's a chiyuv to stand for him, he doesn't have the koach to be mochel on that chiyuv. He only has the koach to be mochel on the special chiyuv of Rebbe klape Talmud. But the chiyuv, the hadarta pnei zaken, to stand for the Rebbe alsa regular Talmud Chacham, that the Rebbe doesn't have the koach to be mochel. So that's why the Rambam says chayev lahadro. It's not just a chumra lefnim yishuras hadin, as Rashi explains. Rashi wasn't learning with the Tzvei Dinin. The Rambam is learning with these Tzvei Dinin, so he holds that even Rav Shemachal Kvodo mochel for the extra halacha of Rebbe Muvuk, but for the regular din of his Dal Talmud Chacham, the Hadar Depnei Zaken, he doesn't have a koach to be mochel. So that's why the Rambam says, Chayev Lahadah. There's mamash achiyuv to move a little bit to show that you can't, you're not going to, that you're potter from being Mekayim, the special chiyuv to be mechaber the Rebbe Muvuk, but you're actually chayev to move a little bit to be yotzei the din of Kavod Talmud Chacham. It's interesting that this idea that hither bo lemebedle, Gemara mentions it only regarding standing for a Talmud Chacham, standing before a Rebbe. Does that apply to a parent? Let's say av shemachal kvodah. We say av shemachal kvodah kvodah machal. That's the maskana. The Gemara says it's not a machlokas amaray. So let's say the father walks into the room and the child starts to get up, and the father says, no, sit. Does the child have to move a little bit? The child wanted to stand up, and the father said, I'm Michael, I don't want you to stand. Does the child have to move a little bit to show that he wants to stand for the father? Is he mechuyav to do that or not? So a number of the Rishonim seem to imply that even for a father, it's appropriate to do that. That's the Ritva that I asked you to see. The Ritva, the Maschal v'Hilchasa, in the Kovetz, it's a different dibur amaschil. In the regular ritva, most of the Rav Kook ritva, it's part of the other dibur amaschil. It's hard to find, but it's right there at the end of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The hilchasa ha'avo ha'ravo ha'nasi shemachlak v'odak v'odamachom ela the hither boy. Pretty innocuous ritva. You know, you read it through. It's one of those ritvas that's it's a short ritva. I'm gonna read this ritva. Yeah, but there's a key word there. Ha'avo ha'ravo ha'nasi shemachal kvodo kvodo machol ela the hider boy by Av shemachal kvodo. The Gemara didn't mention it by Av. The Ritva, Meiri, the Rishonim say that maybe even by a parent shemachal kvodo kvodo machol, but you have to do the hider as well. Why? For that's dependent on the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, as the Brisker Rav is explaining. If you hold like the Rambam, that hider bo lemebedle is midin v'hadar de pnei zaken in the chi of hider for a stam tamal chacham, that doesn't apply to a parent. V'hadar de pnei zaken is esher kana chacham, it doesn't apply to a parent. So if you hold like the Rambam is a big machmer. He holds that there's a chi of to be mahadar, even if the Rebbe is mochel on the kavod. But by the same token, the Rambam would say for a parent, it's absolutely not necessary to be mahadar. If the parent is mochel, then that's it. Because there's no din of standing midin v'hadar de pnei zaken by a parent. That's a din by a talmud chacham, not by a parent. But if you hold like Rashi, that the din of hider is that there's an inyan to go lefnim yishuras hadin, that even if the individual is mochel on his kavod, it's appropriate to show that you want to be mechaved him. Why should that only apply to Rebbe Muvuk? Why should that only apply, you know, to a talmud chacham? It could apply to a parent also. You have a chiyav kibbut, but the parent is mochel. So maybe even in such a situation, you really should be mahadar to show that you'd like to be mechaber the parent. So this ritva that hider bo lemebedle applies even to a parent, that would be dependent on this machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. So this is one fundamental nafkamina between these two approaches, whether there are two halachas when it comes to Rebbe Muvuk or there's only a single halacha, and that is the question of mechila. Right, is there a chiyuv to be mahadar after the mechila, or is it only lifnei mishuras hadin? And how does that apply to a parent? Yes.
Why
let's say, buddy, like he needs to do it. So it's like harder to, like, didn't we say within Rashi? Because in Rashi, no, like he could, he should do it. But Ritva, I think the Rebbe say that like, he's a buddy, he needs to do it.
But isn't that what the Gemara say? Lashon Gemara is,
but
afilu achi hider mebed lebo. So if you learn like Rashi, then that bo doesn't really mean need anyway, right? It really means that they should. It's appropriate, right? So that's how the Ritva is learning by father too. The other nafgemina in this shiloh, in this machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether the chiyuv to stand for Rebbe Muvak is the same as a regular Talmid Chacham, somehow there's an extra halacha. The other nafgemina relates to Kima Sheyesh Bo Hida, the whole sugi of Kima Sheyesh Bo Hida. In what situation does a person have to stand? So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis says, Yochol Yamal Mipanav Mimakom Rachok. I would think you have to stand for the Talmid Chacham from a Mokom Rachok. Talmid Lama Tokom Vodarta Lo Amarti Kima Lo Mokom Sheyesh Hida. You don't have to stand for the Talmid Chacham Mimakom Rachok only when he comes within Dalet Amos, not b'makom rachok. And then the Gemara says later, Yochol yama mipanav mi beis akise mi beis amerchas tamal lomar takam v'adarta lomar dekimel b'makom sheish hidu. So for both of these cases, for makom rachok and for beis akise beis amerchas, the Gemara says takam v'adarta, if they say v'takam v'adarta b'nei zokain, kima sheish bo hidu, only if it's nicker that you're standing for him. Tana says the Gemara lama gimel lama alef, ezoi kima sheish bo hidu, hevi omer zed dalet amas. Amr Abaye, lo Amran ele Barabbas shena muvak, abo Barabba muvak melo einav. Abaye says that this idea that you only have to stand b'sof dalet amos, that's only for a stam talmid chacham, but for Rebbe Muvak, even kimelo einav, you have to stand. Why? Why kimelo einav? When you see the Rebbe Muvak, you have to stand for him. Why? But if it's not kimel sheish b'hidah, what's the idea? So comes the Ran and says, no, for Rebbe Muvak, then it's nicker that you're standing for the Rebbe, even b'makom rachok. It's a chiddush of the Ran, on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and Daf Be'arif. Tremendous chiddush of the Ran. That for a stam Talmid Chacham, only b'sof Dalet Amos is it nikah. But for Rebbe Muvak, kimlo einav, the kevah of the Rabbah Muvaku, kikoyim mikamei, kimlo einav, kimish yesh bo hider, ishadav mochia, shalachvodo hu omid. Big chiddush of the Ran. Because b'pshuto, I'd say that it's not nikah that you're standing for him, even if he's Rebbe Muvak. It's still so far away. People will think, oh, he's getting up. He's getting up because he wants to stretch his legs. You know, I don't know. He wants to do something. Eh. Right? Who say the Rebbe is so far away? That's how the Ran learns. He feels forced to learn that way because the Gemara says, the Rebbe Muvak, even Kim Lo'ainav, you got to stand. Why? It's not Kim Shesh Behidah, so what's the Chiyav to stand? Comes the Brisker Rebbe and says, no, according to the Ram, it's Pashur, why does the Chiyav to stand? The din of Kim Shesh Behidah, where is that Shaykh? The Hadarta Pnei Zaka, that's shy for the regular din of Hidr of Astam Talmid Chacham. But the din to be Mahadar Rebbe Muvak, that's an extra added level. According to Tosfos and Bava Kamma, it's even better. It's more, it's Midin more. It's not Midin Vahadarta Pnei Zaka. But according to the Rambam, even if it's Midin Vahadarta Pnei Zaka, but it's an extra level that requires the person to stand even if it's not a Kimashesh Bohidim. It's a little difficult according to the Ram because it's learned from the same pasuk, but that's how the Brisker Rav is learning, that the Rambam holds his nacha halacha for Rebbe Muvak, that even if it's a kima she'ein bahidr, not that it's nikkur kimelo einav, that he's standing for the cover of the Rebbe. It's not nikkur, it's only nikkur besot al amas, but you have a chiyuv to stand even if it's not nikkur that you're doing it l'chvodo, because it's a din of mora rabbo. That's why even chutz l'dal al amas, you have a chiyuv to stand for the Rebbe. Similarly, the Gemara had said on Lamed Beis and the Beis that the Beis HaMerchatz is no chiyuv to stand. Talk of Hadarta only kimeshesh bohider. Comes the Pisgah Tshuva and Yeridaya and Simin Reish Mem Dalet Sivkot and Gimel and quotes the Machlokas Acharon. And what's the din by Rebbe Muvak? You have to stand for him even in the Beis HaMerchatz. You have to be mechabed him in the Beis Akise. You know, Beis HaMerchatz, you have to stand for him. The Lecha Mishnah says that Rebbe Muvak as well. There's only a din of kima sheish bohider. If it's makom shein bohider, it's based on merchas, based on kisei. There's no din to stand for the Rebbe Muvak. But says the Pesach Tshuva, the sefer arbo turei oven argues with the lechem mishnah. Not so much from this sefer, but the Pesach Tshuva quotes him over here. He says that by Rebbe Muvak there's a chiyav to stand even in the based on merchas. Aye, it's kima shein bohider. So according to the Brisker Rav, It's very good, because according to the Brisker Rav, once again, the din to stand for Rabbi Mubak is not just the Hadarta Pnei Zakim, but there's a Chiv of Mora, there's this extra added halacha. So even if it's Kima Shein Bahidr, there's still a Chiv to stand for the Rabbi Mubak. And it is interesting that the Rambam doesn't quote the halacha that there's no Chiv to stand Beveis HaMerchatz in Perek Hay, when he's talking about Rabbi Mubak. He only quotes it in Perek Vav. Why? Because the Rambam would say, like this Arba Turei Oven, that there's Taka Achiev to stand for Rabbi Mubak even in the Beis HaMerchatz, even though it's a Kima She'ein Bahidr, because the Chiev to stand for the Rabbi is Midin Mora. It's not just V'Hadarta Pnei Zaken, it's Midin Mora. So then even B'Makom She'ein Bo Hidr, there is a Chiev to stand. And similarly, that would also explain what the Nachlas Tzvi says, that there might be a Chiev for Suma. Does a blind person have to stand for a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Muvak? What's the Chiv? So he goes back and forth. He says, we know there's a halacha when it comes to Rabbi Muvak to stand even outside of Dalet Amis. He says, what kind of a strange idea is that? It's not Kima Shesh Bahidus. How can that be? So he just says that the Shach, the Mepharshim, say that by a Rabbi Muvak, that somehow we see there's an extra Chiv. He doesn't really explain what that Chiv is. He's perplexed himself what the Chiv should be. But he says, we see there's an extra Chiv, so maybe Suma also. Suma should be no different than outside of Dalet Amis, right? He can't see the Rebbe. It's very far away. It's not Nikka that he's standing L'chvod the Rebbe. So the same halacha that you have, Chutz the Dalet Amis, you'd have for Suma also. He doesn't really know why it should be true, but he says, once we're machmer for Rebbe Muvak outside of Dalet Amis, we're machmer kim lo'enav, you should be machmer for Suma as well. According to the Brisker Rav, we have a beautiful deer for Suma. That if the idea of Rabbi Muvak to stand for Rabbi Muvak is not just based on the din b'hadarta pnei zaken, but it's based on the extra mora, which includes even a kima she'ein bo hider, so then taka makes sense that even if for the suma it's not nikar that he's standing l'chvod the Rebbe, there's still a chiyuv to stand because he has a din of mora. He has to feel respect for the Rebbe, even if it's not a kima she'esh bo hider.